Donald Trump visits NYC bodega where worker was wrongfully prosecuted by Alvin Bragg. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 16, 2024. Former President Donald Trump visited a bodega in New York City where a worker was attacked, robbed, and wrongfully prosecuted for murder by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Prior to his visit, Trump issued a press release revealing that he would be visiting the bodega where Jose Alba, who had been working as a bodega clerk, was robbed, attacked, and, ultimately, wrongfully accused of murder after he had defended himself. President Trump's visit to one of New York City's bodegas comes at a time when retail theft is skyrocketing and the New York City police force is on track to fall to its lowest numbers since the 1990s by 2025, Trump's press release said. Bodegas are a lifeline to underserved communities. And President Trump believes that only by undoing the Democrat Party's soft-on-crime policies can law and order be fully restored to every borough throughout New York City. As Trump visited the Sanaa convenience store, a crowd of people could be heard chanting, "Four more years. Four more years." During his visit, Trump met with Matt Ahmed, the co-owner of the store, and Francisco Marte, a bodega owner and small business advocate. On July 1, 2022, Alba, who is in his 60s, defended himself when 35-year-old Austin Simon entered the bodega and went behind the counter after his girlfriend was unable to make a purchase as her benefits card was declined. After a confrontation between Simon and Alba ensued, in which Simon can be seen on video footage grabbing Alba by his shirt's collar and allegedly pushing him, Alba fatally stabbed Simon in an attempt to defend himself. Bragg arrested and charged Alba with second-degree murder. On July 19, 2022, Bragg dropped the charges against Alba. In September 2023, Alba filed a lawsuit against George Soros-funded Bragg claiming he was wrongfully prosecuted. "I have never voted, because I've been working. But this time I will," Ahmed told the New York Post. "We need Donald Trump back in the White House because he's a strong guy." As of the week of April 8 to 14, there were 4,531 reported robberies in New York City, an increase from the 4,346 reported robberies during that time period in 2023, according to crime data from the New York City Police Department. There have also been 7,419 reported felony assaults so far in 2024, according to the data for the week of April 8 to 14, an increase from the 7,281 reported during that time period in 2023.